那你就用了这点这样了，中医的话，中人的话是，等你等他的也吃上，这个些了，些那当中的，等到了开始了，那当中的这个，满足口味的解的，有的呢，就是嘛，过度解的，人把的那的用过了，那的呢嘛，解的那人把的那治疗做住过了，是的那个的那样了，中医的，中人的什么了，那在好好吃，那中人的呢，中医呢？ And then, never say the kind of sugary lane, say you on such a dance in Maric Putin's Maric Padi Resha, Tisandi Maric Padi, Mela Sue Javena, and Chasan Mela Charudus, Tisanda Maric Padi Mela Suela, Netoni Togurus, Tisatoni Toche, and Dingin Sincom, Dine, and it Yamlin Cheche Babanguris, Tisandine, Digor Shushen, and Dine, and the Chick Tony Toyala, and the Yamlin Jala, and the Dien Kevachin, Ludin Kevachin, the Hoshkuru, Dinza.
Sudim 你们来解决了吗？你给刚刚买车的那了，那准备你们来解啊。所以给变成原来的居民，准备你们来解啊。那米粒一点也不退下来，出点你们来解啊。那这给我两样那样子，别说些来了，准备你们来解啊。现在你那地方嘞，定的这新的主要的写了，大米不都写了你们来解？哦，你那这边呢？那我这个。
This morning, then, we looked at the 12 links of dependence arising. So, those all 12 links then have been roughly explained. So, from this presentation, we can see that through the root cause of ignorance, we accumulate karma, which gets stored on our consciousness, and from this ripening, we once again take uncontrolled rebirth within cyclic existence, and continue to create further such causes. And this keeps us bound within the realms of samsara, bound within the realms of cyclic existence. And the root cause of all of this is this ignorance of true grasping, or the ignorance of self-grasping. And if this is eliminated, all the following 11 links are also destroyed. So therefore it's imperative that we train ourselves, or we develop our understanding of reality, our understanding of emptiness, so as to be able to eliminate this root cause of all our suffering. So therefore we need to meditate on emptiness with a mind that is a union of calm abiding and special insight. But just meditation on emptiness, even with a mind of calm abiding and special insight, is insufficient in that we need a large store of merit for that meditation to be successful. We need a large store of merit for our wisdom to have sufficient power so as to be able to eliminate this ignorance of true grasping. So therefore we also need to meditate on and engage in the practices of generosity, ethical conduct, and so forth. But not only for the purpose of accumulating virtue do we need to engage in those additional practices, but we need to practice ethics to ensure that we're accumulating causes for further good rebirths, so that until we eventually manage to destroy our cyclic existence, destroy our own samsara, we continue to have good rebirth. So therefore, we need to continue to meditate on and develop ethics. And to ensure that in future lives we have abundant resources, we need to practice generosity. Because if one doesn't have abundant or sufficient resources, then despite having the wish or the ability to engage in spiritual development, one will not be able to sustain one's life, and one's time will be consumed with needing to gather together the basic necessities. So therefore, one also needs to practice generosity. And patience is also imperative, as patience not only helps with the accumulation of virtue, but it keeps the mind open and relaxed and spacious. And such a mind is essential if one is going to meditate on emptiness. So therefore, the meditation on patience is of particular importance if one wants to have success in one's meditation on emptiness. So we've really looked at, done a rough or course or a rough presentation on the 12 links. So I'm going to read through the remaining verses on the 12 links and just add some slight commentary to what we've looked at already this morning.
Verse 109,
from ignorance comes karma and from that comes consciousness. We remember this morning that in dependence on the mind of ignorance, we engage in, we accumulate karma, and this compositional karma then is stored on our consciousness. So those were the first three links. And continuing in the verse, thence name and form appears. You remember this morning, when I went through the 12 links, we looked at them in terms of the causal links and the resultant links. And that's why we had the sequence of first the ignorance, and then karma, compositional karma, and then ignorance. And then we went into craving, grasping, and existence. But so that's the that is the order when looking at the 12 links in terms of cause and result. Here this verse is presenting, or these verses presents in the standard order of the 12 links. So remembering the numbering, we had 1, 2, 3, then 8, 9, 10. So this is in the numbering of 1, 2, 3, 4. So hence, from consciousness follows name and form in this standard presentation. So what does then name and form refer to? So what was mentioned this morning is that name and form applies to the being that has just been born, or just been at the point of conception, so just been born inside the mother's womb. And this is before the six sensory powers, what did we have here, the six sources of perception have been formed. So in that period between birth and the forming of the six sources of perception, then the name, that the term that is applied is name and form. So what then does name and form refer to? So these actually refer, name and form refer to the five aggregates, with form being the form aggregates, the physical component, and name refers to the other four aggregates, the aggregates of feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness. So this term again, name and form, applies to the being straight after conception, within the womb, before the six sources have been developed. And name refers to the four mental aggregates, and form refers to the physical aggregates. So this is the meaning of name and form And bearing in mind that the 12 links is presented in the context primarily focusing on the experience of humans who are bound within cyclic existence. So this would apply to beings who are born from a womb, such as humans and animals. Thereafter, the six sources of perception, they start to form. So we have this then in our verse. From that arise the six sense faculties. So name and form appears, and from that arise the six sense faculties, or the six sources of perception. So these then sequentially, or these start to develop, and these are the six powers, the sense powers. So we have the eye, the ear, the nose, the taste and the touch, those five sense powers, together with the mental sense power. These six then develop after name and form. This is the sequence for beings born from a womb. So not all beings are born from a womb. Some are born instantaneously or miraculously. So beings who do not go through the slow process of development, but are born instantaneously, then these links will come together. And then there comes the link, it's because, and again from where we get this, and based on, I'm reading the wrong verse, from that rises six sense faculties, whence contact comes. So contact follows the six sense faculties. Now again, bearing in mind we're looking at this, at contact, at the link of contact, which means we're looking at the context of the 12 links, which refers to ordinary human beings. And also contact here refers to the process after birth. So it's not that there's no contact before birth, but in terms of what is meant by the link of contact, this refers to an occurrence after physical birth, after the baby has been born from the mother. So this then happens when we have three things. Contact occurs when three things come together. When the object, the sense faculty or the sense power, or sense faculty or sense power and consciousness, these three come together, then there's contact. So an object, the sense power and consciousness. When these three come together, this is contact. And again, in the context of the 12 links, this is something that refers to a process happening after physical birth. And so this is a process that would happen for a while, whilst the infant is learning what it should and should not engage with, what is pleasurable, what is unpleasurable. So when the infant is very newly born, it doesn't have any knowledge in terms of fire is hot and should be avoided, for example. So that is the, sixth link, contact.
That rapid dinting detailer, Galileo's on Soviet in the Sachiro. Sina, Soviet in the Sachida, the U1, Namchism, Dine, Yulia, Tongadu, that in a Tongadu, Dine, my audit Namoresha, Dicumoresha, Denege, and U1, Namchism, Dine, Yuji, Soa, Diduk, Tanyumgi, Chicagoane, and Dine, Goane, Sungje, and the many Gashimaru Paradella, Casu, Paradella. Gashi tende machungwe, siwi tende machungwe, da gashi tende machiwege machungwe paraki da chowa tela, da chowi tende siwa.
Tene, chikche shenpa ne de,
second shenpa. Reba lene chowa, reba lene chowa kunjung de sedirwa da.
Now looking at the first line of verse 110, and then from contact, feeling comes to be. So once the infant, the child then, has contact with an object, so through the object, the sense power and the consciousness coming together, and has some maybe knowledge or experience of that object, feeling arises. So knowing that something's sweet, something is sour, something is bitter, from this arises feeling. So therefore from contact comes feeling.
Now, that thing on the Tsoa city, that Denigi Tsoa la Damara, you know, Dina Chebra Chenna Tsoa Mongol, Dinia Langazo, Mizu Chirik Betin, Sada, Jivitin, Sada, Rabbit, and Tuvitin, Denigi, Tuvitin, Dichavan, and Yamagi, Penji, Lady Sagarwa, Lady Gitabo, Lady Shukin Tepche, Gion, Lady Shukin Tone, Gio Janya Dizade, Lady Shukin Tone, then Tsoa de Lingura, and Tsoa de la. So, Deji rekba dige daga rekba dang dati dini dikangi chasang bende kiwi tiende sebi kasi kiwi tiende che ane mizu chiribi tiende che rebi tiende che tsubi tiende che de chasang dati di jebu chasang garishi orsane yu yani penji ki le digi pangsebi korongi jebu korongi dela di korongi le digi jebu ki nishu la tine kiri gan chile kiri gan chowa janyan
this seventh link of feeling. So feeling as a mind, it's something we that comes that is referred to many times. There are many experiences of feeling or minds of feeling that are not one of these 12 links. So for example, if we have a new feeling arises because we're meeting and encountering an object we've never encountered, then that is not necessarily the link of feeling. So for example, when someone is meditating and gives rise to the mind of love, so this will be the first time they generate this mind of love within them, then a feeling arises, a feeling comes with us, a feeling of happiness or a pleasurable feeling. So that is a feeling, that is the mind of feeling, but it's not what is meant here. Likewise, if someone generates calm abiding, then together with the bliss of calm abiding, there is this mental factor of feeling, but that is not what is referred to as the link of feeling. So the link of feeling then isn't every mind of feeling, or every mind of feeling isn't the link of feeling. Rather, it refers to the feeling that is within the 12 links is related to the propelling karmic imprint. So from the propelling, this mind of feeling is related to the propelling karmic imprint, not any mind of feeling.
Penjili Basha Shashi Legi Basha Delia Nuba Dia Basha de Mia Dandala Nuba Se Deliya Nuba Tekenge Seba Shikuru Seba. Na Dini Sebi Dinde Dini Jila and Sebi Dinde Sigurua.
And based on feeling, craving will appear. So craving then it comes from craving comes from the potency of the karmic imprint or the propelling karmic imprint that is going to ripen.
Nam seba se 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 le lemba kyebar kyurus. Jida da seba le tene lemba yungure se lemba siki gure se lemba dia ya deji gi seba di nube nube shu chera da che nube chera chen che tene gi nga re le gi sha be ba cha del ya zue de che ba cha del ya nube tu jen de nube min cho jo zue de gen de di ne ga bi seba de la अने मिं लेम्बास दागोर जैसा लेम्बास त्यां लेम्बा जाए डेमिचिलेस सेवा दे दिसी ये भी सेवा दे रा तो लेम्बा जी न्यूबल मासन शुक्षे रो चुके यूदस दिसी सेवा दी यून चिमा रो चाहो यून रो चाहो रे
Based on feeling, craving will appear, and again from craving, grasping will be born. Here then, so there's this continuum between, or continuity from craving to grasping. So the grasping is a stronger version of this mind of craving, and this follows straight after craving. And here, this imprint of propelling, the potency of the imprint of this propelling karma, the potency of this propelling karmic imprint, is now at the point that is about to ripen. So this then is with the mind of grasping. This is the mind of grasping.
Siba. Dene gürdü bir leydila hani sibi dendesi gore. Çizangancı da çizim çame ne yapıp sem çaşo dilela da şiye çizim çamo seyde çak gore.
Kari çamo?
Çizim çamo. same nane chamo thamo de shiro jidu kala same chamo jorwa dene same chamo same rakwa chasan ga sarwa da ko chasan ga san de shiro jidu kala same jik nigurwa se kasoles same ju siba siba
a sipa de same chasin to dongdu same chasin chamo
de kala same chamo jik chi same chamo shiro jidu same chamo shi ligo a di ne gab le ligo re da je sa dene gi di ne gab ki same jun same ba ji da di gewa re di gewa re gewi le re
当然这个接完去米接完我们的当白那时候他在米接给西北的那给我的但他在军州当那俺送了接给西北的那米过去的是吧给我现在的给我心这个给我心给我现在心就心吧写吧写吧心当心就是这个给我了get the verse So, and then becoming. Again, from craving, grasping will be born, and then becoming, or existence, or transmigratory existence. So this is then when the from grasping the capacity for a karmic seed to ripen, which will lead to rebirth, so this propelling karmic imprint, becomes very powerful. So this mind of existence or transmigratory existence is a very the very subtle mind at the time of death, and if then the rebirth is going to be one of a human being, then this will be a virtuous mind. So leading, because we there's the karmic imprint that is propelling karma, is now about to ripen, and maybe you could even say in the process of ripening, and so this is this mind that is existence or transmigratory existence is the very subtle mind at the time of death.
That is the ye shoge yenge suge jiwa ta ba na shi ta da ngo ju gi tin de ya la chu ni de mi che ya ge ru chi na se ba da len ba se di ko nyu mo ro wa jo sha ro wa se ba da len ba ta de ni gi mi che ya gi se ba da len ba de le tin ni si ba ski di si ba di ge ge le shi ro wa
그러니까
누구에게
So I think this is where Gyatso's doubt was coming from this morning, because what we're hearing here is that this mind, in the context of the 12 links, where a human rebirth is about to be attained, this mind of transmigratory existence is a virtuous mind, because the being is about to be born as a human, and the happy migration comes from a virtuous imprint. But the immediately preceding minds were craving and grasping, which are afflicted minds. So this seems a little strange, that we have a sequence of an afflicted mind, a stronger afflicted mind, and then a virtuous mind. So this seems a little strange.
Korongi nyama legi panshi be tenigi nubi tete pasi yonsigiro wa pena nga nato ki nga nato le dresha di nyomu pala wa chesan dresha la tene yang kewa chi pene nga nato ki shen chi la pene pe dresha shuk chenpo chi kewa yana di dresha di wangi shen ya ane chala da tenigi treha ki rokpa chaya chi legiro wa di pa treha ki di jimba rwa kewa rwa kolo rokpa chaya di jimba rwa kewa rwa chesan Nampung orang tu ben middle shoe gajah, semua shoe shoe dia macam cakap shoe ke dia ni kencing ni orang ni jalan ni kau ni dia ni robot jenis ni, jadi cakap dia shoe kencing je,
Maybe then to try and get this meaning across a bit better, we take an illustration. So we all agree attachment is an afflicted mind. But from attachment, virtue can be accumulated. So under the influence of an afflicted mind, one can accumulate virtue. So for example, if one is attached to someone, then one may want to help them and actually help them. So here we have an afflicted mind of attachment, and then we engage in generosity. So the generosity comes from attachment. And if we now amplify this, so let's say one has strong attachment or desire for someone, so you have strong desire for this person, strong attachment towards this person, so you want to help them, you want to be of benefit to them, or you want to give them something, so this is a beneficial mind. This is a mind of wanting to help someone, wanting to be of benefit to someone. So this is a virtuous mind. You want to be to help this person. So it's a virtuous mind. But right beneath it is powerful attachment or desire for this person. So that is an afflicted mind. Yet, following is a mind of wanting to be of benefit, a virtuous mind. So in this illustration where one person having strong desire for someone, so this afflicted mind then wants to help them, wants to be of benefit to them, wants to help them out, and then engages in, say, an act of generosity, which is virtuous behavior. So whilst this generosity is clearly virtue, we can also say that virtue is not ideal, it's not faultless. Kind of like if one has some fruit and it's certainly edible, but it's a little bit off, it's not quite right. It's edible, one can eat it, and it will satiate one, one won't get ill, but it's not particularly fresh. So that would be similar. And likewise, then when it comes to the 12 links, you have these two afflicted minds, minds of attachments, of craving and grasping, followed then by a mind that in our illustration is virtuous, that of transmigratory existence for a human rebirth. So here, this human rebirth is coming from virtue and from a virtuous imprint, and it's been preceded by these minds of attachment. But this virtue then is not faultless. It's certainly an illustration of virtue, but it's not faultless or pure. So hopefully that then makes this sequence of how you can have these afflictive minds following into a virtuous mind and then a virtuous result a little clearer.
And
And in the last line in verse 110, and then becoming, and from this there's birth. So from the 10th link comes the 11th. So from existence follows birth. And so here, again in our context, that birth is a human in a womb. So from becoming, there's death, and rebirth within a womb.
Then,
verse 111, then once there's birth comes misery untold and sickness, aging, once frustrated and death. So after birth, as we see, the sufferings of cyclic existence continue in manifest forms with sickness, aging, once frustrated, or you know, one's wishes not being fulfilled, and then eventually ending in death. So this then is the full sequence of the 12 links now coming to completion. The third line, in short, the whole great mass of pain. This then refers to now that one remains trapped within cyclic existence with our five suffering aggregates, our aggregates which are the basis of suffering. And the situation of having these aggregates which are the basis of suffering is that this all starts with this root cause of the ignorance of true grasping. And with this, we various minds follow, we accumulate compositional karma, which is stored on our consciousness, and then when that seed comes or that imprint comes to ripen, it does so through being activated by first craving, then grasping, then transmigratory existence, and ripens into rebirth. And this process continues again and again. It continues endlessly as we continue to circle in cyclic existence. And that is the situation that we find ourselves in.
Then he gave the Gaia de la Ganes Gaure Lane, Gio Yoya de Leda, Numo, Gio Lea, the Karchigur Senate, Chisan Yuduk, Maricasore, Maripada, and Lesa, Lady Wangi, and Delia and Seba Limbi Sutap, and in Sibadu. Then Sibadu Kiawa Yungores. Chisan Gidubu Delet in Kiawa Yungores. Chisan Gidubu Digi Tambo Tay, Maripa, Nimbo Tinche, Gasha Vana, and the Liesa Mare. Dazi Mariba, Digi, Nimbo, Dame, what to be shared, Dame about to be shared, Kiawa, Namkara Kiawaj, D. Cho, the Kaligerson, Dame about to be shared to Gom 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 Yodu, and Dazi Mariba Pound, who is Dazi Mariba Pound, who is Le Mabacharu, who is Le Mabachana, and Le Umbar, Le Mena, Legi Basha Shayo Mare, Legi Basha Shayo Mena, and Yellow Suede Beseba de Lembaki Mares. The Seba de Lembak Magena. And the Siba Yumba, Siba Magena, Kowali Kiwale Yomaris, Kowali Kiwa Malena, the Duan Yumaris, Kaya Gango Chayo Maris, Shia Yomaris, Chisan Chazan Gardu Gores, Chisan Dazim Mariba the Nimbotin Panshavina, the Chazan Gardu Gores, the Nigan of the Gaia Jimbatir, Namja Chogi, Dente Sigurua, Giricho.
If birth is stopped, all this will be no more. The meaning of that should be clear, that if we abandon and eliminate contaminated karma and afflictions, there will be no further rebirth. So what needs to be eliminated are the six causal factors. So firstly, ignorance and the other causal factors. And in particular, if that mind of ignorance is eliminated, then the entire process will stop. There will be no more suffering. So the way that ignorance is to be eliminated is through developing the wisdom realizing emptiness. So at the beginning this morning we spoke about, or it was mentioned that we'll be looking at the 12 links of the thoroughly afflicted side. So that is this presentation that we've had. But so as to abandon our sufferings of cyclic existence, we need to engage in the opposite, the 12 links of the completely pure side. So what this then refers to is to eliminate ignorance, one needs to develop wisdom, the wisdom realizing emptiness. And when this is developed to a sufficient degree, then the ignorance of grasping at the self as being truly existent is completely eliminated. And when that is eliminated, then there is no more compositional karma accumulated. There is no more of this compositional karma than an imprint of that karma to be placed on consciousnesses, on the consciousness, and then having no imprint placed on the consciousness, craving, grasping, and transmigratory existence will not come about either. And therefore, there will be no more uncontrolled rebirth and the following links of name and form, etc. So all of that is brought to an end when the links of the completely pure side are developed. In particular, what that means in brief is that the wisdom realizing emptiness is developed. Now we come to the next verse, 112, over here. With the treasury of Buddha's words, there's none so precious, so profound as this. And those who see that things dependently arise, do see the Buddha, perfect knower of the truth.
Then
Looking at the first two lines, within the treasury of Buddha's words, there's none so precious, so profound as this. So from these preceding three verses, this presentation on the 12 links, we've come to see that this process of continuing life after life after life after life of circling bound within cyclic existence is due to the fact that the root cause of this entire procedure of suffering, this root cause of the ignorance of true grasping, this is still to be abandoned. And the reason we have not yet abandoned this cause of all our suffering, despite being bound within cyclic existence for countless lifetimes, is because we have not yet come to fully understand, fully realize this presentation on the 12 links of dependent arising.
And it's because
we don't yet know, because we remain ignorant of the of what binds us into cyclic existence, and how to destroy destroy samsara. Because we don't know this yet, the Buddha taught the 12 links of dependent arising. Having taught it, having come to hear it, then the responsibility is with us to train in this, to develop this understanding within ourselves. Look at that presentation on 12 links like we have there on the board. We see there's two parts, causal and resultant. But if you think about it, actually this relationship of causal and resultant is a little subtler, in that from the cause of ignorance comes the result, the accumulation of compositional karma. And because there's compositional karma, there is an imprint placed on consciousness. Because there's an imprint placed on consciousness, later craving comes, and because the craving has arisen, comes grasping, etc. So there's this relationship, this causal relationship throughout the 12 links. So when we think, when we look, we can look at this presentation on the 12 links of dependence arising, we can use this not only to come to understand why and how we remain bound within cyclic existence, but we can also understand how to become freed of being being trapped here within this prison of samsara. And how is that? And how does one become freed? Through eliminating ignorance. How does one eliminate ignorance? Through coming to study and meditate and realize emptiness. And to realize emptiness, one needs to reflect on dependent arising. And here we have this presentation not just on the 12 links of dependent arising, but on dependent arising itself. So if we think, this morning we mentioned the two types of dependent arising, and the one is dependency on causes and conditions. And that is what we have been talking about throughout. And as has just been said, not just between the causal and resultant factors, but from one causal factor to the next, one depends on the other. So in order, so now from this presentation on the 12 links, we come to understand this, the reality of our situation. But from the same presentation, we come to see how we can eliminate it. And that again is to develop the contrary mind to ignorance, the wisdom realizing emptiness. And to realize emptiness, one needs to reflect on dependence arising. So the way these two would be done together would be, again, with this example of reflecting on the self, seeing how the self appears, and the self appears to our mind as being truly existent, as being something which exists in and of itself, something that's not dependent on anything at all, but independent. And we go through this, but then we reflect using the understanding of dependence arising, and we see that despite the self appearing as being independent and existing in and of itself, actually it is dependent. It is dependent. So in this way we come to understand that the self does not exist in the way that it appears. It's rather a dependency. And in this way we use the understanding of dependence arising to realize emptiness.
The
second line, there's none so precious, so profound as this. This understanding then of dependence arising, this is likened to a treasure. So the term precious can also be a treasure. So if one has come to understand dependence arising, this is like the greatest of treasures. And the wisdom that results from this understanding is particularly profound. So, and the reason that dependence arising and its resulting wisdom is something of incomparable value is because it's this that leads us to be able to abandon suffering and the causes of suffering completely. And it's this treasure of dependence arising and its resulting profound realization of wisdom that leads to the attainment of a lasting happiness.
Gangi
nyomomba yinba, dilo loshe yinba, di pangyu yoba, meba su yoba dhaku tu bores. Chizan denzin, tongyu tongyu du, denzin bacha dan jeba, pangbi, pangba yoba, tongu or, togu ores. Chizan, denzin bacha da, pangbi, pangba, pangba yoba dhaku tu bores. Dine hako yong du, chizan, sangye said to be two, sangye only do, say together.
And those who see that things dependently arise, you see the Buddha, perfect knower of the truth. When we investigate with dependence arising and we come to a realization of emptiness, this is when we really know that this mind of true grasping is a wrong mind. And moreover, through this understanding or this realization with dependence arising and emptiness, this wrong mind of true grasping can be abandoned. And not only can it be abandoned, but it can be abandoned together with its seeds. So when this understanding arises in the mind in a powerful and powerful manner with conviction, then we know that the result of abandoning true grasping together with its seeds, the attainment of the states of liberation and enlightenment, that these are actually possible. And not just actually possible in the sense of this is a theory that can be achieved, but this is something that we ourselves have the tools, we have the ability to achieve. We've completed the presentation then on the 12 links of dependence arising. And we've seen the importance to abandon our contaminated karma and our afflictions. And we've seen that this is done through the wisdom realizing selflessness. So to realize emptiness then, to realize emptiness, one doesn't need karma abiding. Without having developed karma abiding, one can realize emptiness. And some people do progress in this way. They first gain a realization of emptiness and then later develop karma abiding. Other practitioners will first develop karma abiding and then attain a realization of emptiness. So either way is possible. However, the realization of emptiness without the mind of karma abiding is not especially powerful. So I don't want to say it's not powerful. Of course, realizing emptiness without karma abiding still has power, but it's not particularly powerful. And what is needed is not just the realization of emptiness with karma abiding, but also with the mind of special insight. So when emptiness is realized with the union of karma abiding and special insight, then one can make powerful, rapid inroads against these our afflicted minds. So again, one can either first have a realization of emptiness or first attain karma abiding. But for whichever order one proceeds in, for one's realization of emptiness to have great power and sufficient power to make deep inroads against our afflicted minds, One needs to realize emptiness with a union of calm abiding and special insight, conjoined with a union of calm abiding and special insight. That mind then is going to become the actual antidote. Because to attain the actual antidote, the direct realization of emptiness, this direct realization of emptiness has to be conjoined with calm abiding and special insight. If one has from these classes some inspiration to realize emptiness conjoined with calm abiding and special insight, and thereby finally bring to an end this continued process of taking uncontrolled rebirth and suffering, then not only does one need to realize emptiness on the basis of calm abiding and special insight, but one needs to accumulate further causes. Because in order to be able to realize calm abiding and special insight and realize emptiness, or sorry, develop calm abiding and special insight and realize emptiness, one needs a suitable basis. Animals cannot realize emptiness, they cannot realize attain calm abiding. So we need to ensure that we continue to have rebirths in a higher realm, and continue to take rebirths as a human and God, human or God. So therefore, it's imperative we practice ethics, or we develop the mind of ethical conduct, this mind of restraint, because that is the primary cause that leads to rebirth in the higher realms.
Furthermore, in our
future rebirths, even if we attain a rebirth in a good realm, if we are impoverished, then needing to put all our time and energy into accumulating our basic requirements, that will serve as a tremendous obstacle to studying and meditating and developing minds such as calm abiding and special insight, and of course realizing emptiness. So therefore, we do need to be sure that we create the causes that in future lives we have sufficient, if not abundant, resources so as to be able to engage in continued spiritual development. So to accumulate those causes, we need to practice generosity, develop the mind of giving. Thirdly, one needs to now engage in the cultivation of the mind of patience. This too is of particular importance for our ongoing spiritual development. Because the results that come from the development or the practice of patience is that of good health, in the sense of our sense powers and mental powers being complete, so that in future lives not only do we attain a good rebirth of a human with good resources, but also that we don't have faulty sense powers, for example, being blind or deaf, etc., or a mental impediment. And the second result that comes from the practice of patience is having harmonious relationships in the future. And this is also a requirement for ease of spiritual development. Then a third result that comes from the practice of patience is that one's mind is open and spacious. And this means that this comes from the practice of patience in that due to the habituation to a mind that the mind of patience, the mind that doesn't become disturbed in the face of adversity, the mind is open and spacious. And then when one encounters obstacles, whether they are obstacles from, for example, from other people, or with our own inner turmoil, or in terms of the frustration that comes and the difficulties that come with spiritual development, because one's mind is relaxed and spacious, these obstacles do not overpower one. They do not overcome one. And then one can continue to develop spiritually. So, for example, if one is habituated to patience in this life or has the imprints from previous lives, then when one has difficult relationships with someone or difficult encounter, one's mind doesn't become afflicted but rather remains spacious and open. And thereby one can continue with one's meditation practice. Well, likewise, the spiritual path is difficult. And one encounters many hindrances and reasons for giving up. But if one's mind is open and spacious due to having practice or due to practicing patience, then these problems will not be magnified in one's mind, and one will be able to overcome them and continue to progress. So therefore, this practice of patience is also of particular importance.
The fourth
mind to practice is that of joyous perseverance. And this should be practiced in conjunction with whatever other mind one is developing, whether it's one's developing the mind of generosity or ethics or patience or concentration or wisdom. One should do so with the mind of joyous perseverance, the mind that delights in engaging in virtue. So this is the fourth mind, that of joyous perseverance.
So
hearing this presentation on dependent arising, coming to understand it well and reflect on it well, this is a supremely effective method for developing the mind of definite emergence, the mind of renunciation. This is because through coming to understand this presentation on definite emergence, on the 12 links, one sees how one is remaining bound within the suffering realms of cyclic existence, and how that this process of repeatedly taking rebirth and experiencing suffering after suffering, and always being at the danger of falling to the lower realms and then being trapped there with those intense sufferings, this process will continue unabated until we ourselves eliminate the root cause of our predicament. Reflecting then on the 12 links is a supremely effective method for giving rise to this mind of definite emergence, this mind that is definite or is certain about the wish to arise from the sufferings of cyclic existence and strive for the attainment of liberation. With such a mind, the practitioner will also be motivated to engage in practices of generosity, ethical conduct, patience, and so forth, so as for the reasons that have just been mentioned. And moreover, the motivation then should be conjoined with the understanding that arises with definite emergence, that understanding of the predicaments that we find ourselves in. That understanding then should be related to others, and seeing how others who share the same wish as us in wanting to experience lasting happiness, but like us, find themselves trapped within the suffering realms of samsara, and they have no means of liberating themselves because they don't understand their predicament. Thinking like this, we can generate the mind of bodhicitta, taking responsibility for the welfare of others, taking responsibility for others achieving a state of lasting happiness. So this mind of bodhicitta and the minds of definite emergence, as well as other practices or wanting to engage in the other practices such as generosity, these all come through reflecting well on the 12 links of dependence arising. So next time then we'll continue with the next verse, which is a presentation on the Noble Eightfold Path. And we have plenty of time, so if you have questions, then please feel free to ask. Jumper and then Andy.
Vivian has spoken about identifying either through cause and effect or
imputation.
And the example was the tail.
Oh, yes.
Imputed. Yeah. No, it's been cause and effect.
And so the tail was, because with the two front paws, you can say there's a left because there's a right.
That's right.
There are two, but the tail, you can't talk of a left tail or a right tail because there's only one.
So
that was to show that there was no reference to dependent arising there. It was just to make the point that for there to be a left arm requires a right arm. Otherwise, it would just be arm, like with the tail.
But either way, wouldn't there still be
imputation,
even with the cause and effect method?
Okay. Yes. So, in terms of the two types of dependent arising, when there is a dependent arising of cause and effect, can there not also be dependent arising through imputation? Yes. Okay. Good. Then the dendro naka nidu the.
Amma said the poo men, Amma said the poo, the dune, 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 Amma said the poo, the d
If something is only a dependency on imputation, then if something is dependent on imputation, it may or may not also be dependent on causes and conditions. If something is dependent on causes and conditions, it will is necessarily also dependent on imputation. For example, a child requires a mother to be born. So this is a dependency of cause and effect. So there's a child because there's a mother. So the child then will be the result, the mum will be the cause. But to call a woman mother, she requires a child to have that name labeled. So this then is a dependency of imputation. So again, a child is a dependent arising, dependent on the cause of a mother. But then we can also say, for someone to be child, then one has to impute that it has parents, it has a father and a mother. So therefore, child is can also be an imputation. Just like to call a woman mother, she has to have a child, otherwise one can't call that woman mother. So therefore, if something is dependent on causes and conditions, it will also be suitable for dependence on imputation.
Okay.
Peter.
I have a procedural question. I'm just wondering, given I live a long way away, I'm sorry to ask it, but how many more sessions do we imagine it will be finished in Colombia? Are we looking at one more, two more? We have an idea, even not.
Yeah, no, that's good. So you can commit to rejoin us. Good. Deni, kerran kisung susui de pemse kapoyare, deni kong di sung de chatsang neni sui kidu apoyare, deni kerran tsupachena dunjaki ta gatse kerran tatung sung di, selsun ankiempe, tsigni sung si na doktun.
Sung ma de yomar, dina da yomar.
So I believe there are three teaching weekends left this year, and so the text will be completed by the end of the third weekend. Any others? Then thank you very much.
I did.